Wings. Let's find out. Are you too young for Paul McCartney and Wings?
Not at all, not at all. I'm a young man. I'm also very late in my age. The moonlight of my career, they might say.
Okay.
Moonlight of my career.
I got you.
Carry on.
But I really do think that is going to be an evergreen song long after you and I have kind of moved on to greener pastures, not fighting fires any longer, Jermaine. The young people are going to say, what did these old folk do, man? They were crazy kind of... Yeah, they were crazy kind of people, those baby boomers. As the fire situation, Jermaine, we've heard about it. It's affected operations at Kirstenbosch. Where are we at this morning?
Yeah, I think far more favorable conditions as we had yesterday, because apparently the wind was pumping. Normally the wind is made in my area, Gordon's Bay, so this past some southwest area. But I think the turbines were switched off and you were running on a different turbine in the south. So we had the aerial support up in the morning, but due to the strong wind conditions, they were grounded. And I think the biggest concern would be on the top of Table Mountain itself. The lower slopes with these certain arches now, it's still inaccessible. And Table Mountain National Parks will make a call during the course of this morning to see if they can get the aircraft again to assist the crews. But we've got minimal crew, skeleton crew, actually at Kirstenbosch, where we secured that if in the event something happened to the roof, we were there. So we waited most of the thatch roofs in that area. And I think, speak under correction, but the botanical gardens would be open this morning again.
Okay, that means it's not in the path of the fire. What is in the path of the fire at this moment in time?
I think it was running towards the skeleton gorge, because it started. We got the call as it was in the vicinity of Constantia. We got people will see that obviously from Angbeer side, but if you come around, it's actually at the back of a skeleton gorge. So we're running towards that side, and on top of the mountain, it's creeping very slowly. But Table Mountain National Parks and the NCC, they're still there. They actually were there throughout the evening.
Okay, so you got vegetation there. There's nothing in terms of homes or buildings that could be impacted.
Luckily not.
There's some clouds on the mountain. The tablecloth is laid. It's a pretty thick one today, so you probably won't be able to get that aerial support up.
Yeah, that was one of the other concerns yesterday as well. With the cloud cover, the pilots with the spotter plane can't see where the actual hotspots are. But we have our eye in the sky, the city's eye in the sky up there with the new technology where they can actually see with the heat sensors where this fire is crawling towards. So we have got the beneficial and obviously an overall 24 view of what the fire was doing yesterday.
Yeah. Let's talk about the origins of that fire. Any mischief suspected?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think a lot of people are alluding to the fact that we had those lightning strikes. I think the one in the deep south as well, the Cape Point fire that started around about 2:11 on Saturday evening also, and this fire started around 1:30 on Sunday morning. So I think most people are thinking about maybe it could have been as a result of those lightning strikes that we had.
And just in terms of the space that is burning, I believe that it's good for fire to happen intermittently, but what kind of periods are we looking for? Has that place seen fire in the recent past? Is it the kind of fire that is required to sustain that Fynbos diversity?
Yes, no, I don't want to speak on behalf of my colleagues, but normally biodiversity says it's good for the Fynbos to burn, so then we don't have for them obviously to regenerate, and then we have a period of about 4 to 5 years that we know that we won't be going out there again for these types of fires.
And this particular area has not seen any fire in the recent past?
No, not that chicken, actually.
Okay.
The most we had the deer park and the lower slopes of Tafelberg Road, but not that chicken as yet.
Let's hope it's lightning, and let's hope it's a natural kind of phenomena that is required for the regeneration of the world's most diverse floral kingdom. Let me add, Jermaine Carlos, as always, thank you for being there.